Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
You're not interested in impressing others, just yourself. You don't take shortcuts. Satisfying the status quo doesn't satisfy you. And, quite frankly, good enough is never enough. Now there's a work boot that shares your values. Irish Setter work boots. They're as hardworking and determined as you. Exactly what you'd expect from a revered brand with enduring heritage and pride in craftsmanship. New Irish Setter work boots by Red Wing Shoes. Field experienced, job ready.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Want to hear my mouth trumpet?
Sure.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much. It's time to talk a little tech talk. We have just the man to do it. His name is Jose Hernandez, and he's brought to you by Auric. When you go into one of the Auric home care centers, and I hope you will, there are seven of them. They're locally owned and operated. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner, okay? Miele. If you can't remember, just go, hey, what's that new vacuum cleaner I keep hearing about? They'll know what you're talking about. Auric is, oh, phone numbers, I'm sorry, so that you can get up on the board. We have a couple people already calling in, but there's still room for you. If you have a technical question, computer, cell phone, TV, whatever, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, it's 888-550-KTRS. Dial it up now, please. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How you doing, Jose?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Good. I keep reading about 4K television, and I know that now the prices are $20,000-$25,000 for
yep.
television.
Yes.
But I guess my question is, I have one TV that has such a clear picture that I look at it, and my eyes aren't perfect, and if they were, it'd be even clearer. But I'm thinking, how could a picture be any clearer than what I'm looking at?
They said it's 10 times better than
how can that be? You know, that's like saying if I'm sitting here looking at you, then there's a way to see you 10 times clearer.
Apparently
that's what I kind of compare it to.
Do you remember when we had regular analog televisions?
Yes,
and we went
I
to
do.
Flat screens.
I sure do. I'm old enough for that. Yes, I
okay.
do.
And you played your standard DVDs on the new television from
right.
the old one, and they looked better.
Right.
And then we went from regular DVD to Blu-rays.
And they looked.
And everyone said, "This you can't possibly get any better than what it was, and it's better." Now we're at 4K.
And you know what? And you're right, because every along the way, every time we've seen, look, when Sony had a Trinitron tube color TV.
Yep.
I remember
with the
looking,
mask.
Yes.
It had that mask on it to keep the color separate.
I remember looking at that TV and saying something like, "Wow, could TV get any better than this?" And that was not even close to what we have now.
When you go to most of the local movie theaters, the actual movie that you're there to see is in 4K Sony.
Wow. Huh. It's
actually run off a laptop.
Can't wait to see
I saw
that.
Where Aquos and a couple of these people now have home TV flat screens. They're 90 inches.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Yes. Now that's a television. Yeah, this is going to get this. Look, we're 5 years away from, or 10 at the outside, from everybody's home having an entertainment wall. Would you agree?
Yes.
The whole wall is a projector.
Yep.
And your computer stuff, that you can wave your hand and go from computer to TV, move things around. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be good. I'm
you
excited.
Point at it, and then just go where you want it to go. What do you have for it?
Some sad news. Bill Moggridge died.
Who's that?
Bill is largely credited with building the first laptop computer. Not the luggable, but the actual clamshell folding one.
Well, that didn't really go anywhere.
In 1979.
Laptop computer.
3 years later, in 1982, the Grid Compass 1100 came out, the first laptop you could buy. Anyone want to guess at the price?
Now, what year?
1982.
I'll go $4,000.
Really? I was thinking 1999.
$7,500.
Ian's very close.
$8,000.
Oh. $8,000. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, sidebar. I hate to interrupt, but I really don't hate to because I can't because it's my show. In the 80s, I worked with a guy, Lee Sherwood, maybe the brightest, best radio host I've ever worked with. I learned a lot from this guy, but he was a technological addict. He calls me over after the show when he worked morning. So after the show is over, he says, come over to my house after the show. I got to show you something. And I went over and he held up a CD and he said, do you know what this is? And I said, like a disc, some kind of a disc or something shiny, a little mirror. He said, it's a compact disc. And he opened the, turned on a machine and a little drawer came out and he set it in there and it closed and he said, listen to this. And he played some music and I said, you gotta be kidding. I said, where's the needle? Where's the needle? He said, it's a laser beam. And he said, this is the new hot thing. Now I also remember what he paid for a single disc CD player. $1,200 that you could buy years later for $39.95. But I will never forget him holding up that CD, and I made him hand it to me. I said, can I touch it? And he said, yeah. And I looked at it, and I thought, this is impossible. This is impossible that music could come out of this thing. And now look at the size of a postage stamp, you could get 10,000 songs on it.
Yep.
It's wild.
Google Glasses showed up in a New York fashion event. Diane von Furstenberg's modeling agency has partnered with Google to merge technology with the latest fashion trends. The reason this is interesting is this is the first time any Google hardware has been seen outside of a Google tech event. It's the first time they've let it go. So this leads to the fact that likely you will actually be able to purchase Google Glasses. It's not just a test or to show off. You'll have a pair. You'll be able to have a pair.
Diane von Furstenberg. Big name. Mm-hmm. Not as big a name. Diane von Seckendenberg. Mm-hmm. Not as big.
Just...
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Furstenberg.
Jose thought it was funny.
Yeah. I did.
Well, it's because I pay him. Well, I pay you too, so I guess nobody really thought it was funny. Go ahead, Jose.
Toys R Us is getting ready to release their own private label tablet.
I saw this.
Oh.
$149 Android 4.
For little kids,
called
right?
The Tabio, right? It is pointed to children. It features 50 free pre-installed entertainment and education apps. And it has the parental control website access built into it already. It's available October 21st.
All right, who's old enough to remember Speak and Spell?
I do.
Oh,
you
man,
remember
I it? Love yes. that.
Now, wasn't it a thing where you hit a letter, A, B, C, L, I, T, R, E, E,
Tree. I love that.
And it would say the name that you spelled.
It had fun games on it. I love that thing.
Speak
as a kid.
And now I like the thing with you pull the string and the little thing comes around and says the cow says.
Oh, that was CNC. CNC.
It wasn't electronic.
No, it was fun.
That's where you talk to dead people. No, that's seance.
CNC.
I'm not familiar with the Chatty Cathy string, I remember.
Yeah, it had like a big arrow on it, and you'd pull this, and the arrow would spin, and it would land on one of the animals.
Yes, yeah. I do remember that. And this is called Tabio?
Yeah, the Toys R Us one's called Tabio. Sidebar on the CNC, they got rid of the string and had a lever, because kids were choking themselves
with
the strings.
They did need a lever.
Brother. Is there a safe toy? No. There's no toy that's completely safe.
And last but not least, the Galaxy S3 has finally overtaken the iPhone 4S as the best-selling phone in the United States.
Whoa.
This is really actually no big deal because everyone that has an iPhone has either traded them in or is waiting for iPhone 5 to come out on the 21st.
The big article in the USA Today, in today's paper, about all this rush to sell iPhones. People on eBay, they're unloading their iPhones in anticipation of Wednesday, I guess it is.
That is correct. And on the 12th, they're going to announce it will be available on the 21st. So basically anyone who has pre-ordered their iPhone 5, they'll have it on their doorstep next Friday. So if you're looking to steal one,
Well, and I've already seen a couple articles on the losers, and I'm sorry, but I will call them losers, who are already camping out to be the first
losers
at the door to get an iPhone. boy.
What a bunch of freaking nerdos.
I already commented on it, Lauren. You don't have to jump in after the fact. Look at those phone calls. Are you ready? Can you take the challenge?
Yes, sir.
All right. Calls for Jose. Here we go. We start with Rich. Rich, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Rich?
That's when I took you 2 seconds. But I was probably just too tired to think clearly last night. I have a picture as the background on my desktop that I would like to make go away, and I couldn't figure out how to do it on a Windows 7 laptop.
It's going to be under your display settings.
Under the display settings?
Yep.
Yeah, on the desktop, you can just right-click, right? Go to properties?
Go to properties. Is it a topless or a bottomless photo that you're worried about?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty personal. Rich, you don't have to answer that.
It's neither. If it was one of those, I wouldn't worry about it.
That's right. You wouldn't take it off.
Yeah.
So you right-click, and properties comes up. Then you click on properties.
And it'll be one of the settings in there. The other thing you can do is if you've got a picture you want to make it, go to where that picture's located and right-click it and say, make that the desktop, and it'll just copy the new one in for you.
It'll actually replace the other one automatically.
Yeah. It'll say, set as wallpaper.
Set as wallpaper.
Right.
Okay.
Wow, Rich, thanks for asking something even I knew the answer to. That never happens. Thank you, Rich. It's true. It's like one out of 20 questions I actually know the answer to. This would be Charles. Charles, say hello to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's everything hanging?
That's kind of personal.
Wow. Shortened to the left.
What can I do for you, Charles?
Hey, I want to talk to you about Windows 8.
Yes.
How basically is that different from Windows 7? And do you advise people to switch over right away, or should you kind of wait till they get the bugs knocked out of it?
I'm usually a big fan of waiting till they get some of the bugs worked out. I know that Microsoft has the ability to upgrade to Windows 8 from any version of Windows currently available for $40. I don't know when that promotion ends, but I would likely stay with what you have till that promotion gets close to ending and then upgrade if you're interested. If you've got 7, you're not going to see a whole lot of difference. I mean, there's some cool little things, but not much. Your biggest advances are going to be from Windows XP and Windows Vista.
Okay. One other question. Can you tell me Internet Explorer 9?
Yes.
What basic difference between it and 8? Somebody told me that it's got a lot more capability.
It does, but have you looked at Google Chrome?
I've got Google Chrome, too.
It's Google Chrome is far superior to the Internet Explorer products, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Charles. Thank you, Charles.
Yeah. You have a great day.
You too.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Nice. Charles, you can tell he's a nice guy. Too nice for this show. Here's Kathy. Kathy, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Kathy?
I'll take this one, Jose.
Go ahead, Frank.
Kathy, you sound like a cute, pretty, probably very sexy woman. I'll help you. What's your problem?
Of course you can, Frank. Uh-huh. I know you can.
And
help
if I can, I'll turn it over to Jose. What's the problem?
I have a Kindle Fire that my daughters bought for me for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I tried to watch a movie that I downloaded and paid for, and then they said you had 1 month to watch it. I went to watch it, and it just kept saying downloading, 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 and nothing ever came on.
I'm going to have to come to your home and look at this.
Okay.
Oh, listen, okay.
Wow.
What do you think, Jose?
Kathy, who did you purchase it from?
I think they got it at Walmart.
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie from Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, either send them an email, or they actually have a tech support line. Call them and talk to them.
Oh.
And they should be able to help you get it configured so that it works right. The first time may be a little problem with it, but you should be okay.
Okay, thanks, Jose. And I always learn something from your show.
Learning show, Kathy. Thank you for calling, and I love your voice.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She lit up.
Wow.
She lit up. I'm telling you, the restraint. I have to use tremendous restraint. Because if I wanted to, I could have put her on hold, taken a break, gotten her phone number, been over there tonight.
Mm-hmm. She could call back.
You hear it in her voice.
Kathy, call jiggle. Back on a private line.
I can read women. I don't need trouble, okay? I'm avoiding trouble, but I'm just telling you the potential is there. This would be Charlie. Charlie, I'm not coming to your house. Say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hi, Charlie.
My question for you is, I've got a big screen TV. It's about a 60-inch, and it's an older model that's one of the wider ones.
Okay.
that has no problems with it. It's about 11 or 12 years old. I like it because it's on wheels, and I got it in a large room where I can roll it and angle it wherever I want.
Okay.
And the speakers in it are loud enough to where when my wife's cleaning the house and stuff, she can listen to music throughout the house.
Okay.
So
hang on a second. When your wife is cleaning the house, this is a good husband because he wants to make sure when his wife is cleaning, she has music to listen to. You're a good husband.
Well, that's how she gets to meet Hose B instead of Hose A.
Wow. I don't know. It's funny.
Sorry, go ahead. What was your question?
All right, so my problem is I've been out searching for TVs because I want to put that one in a room that we're going to do some entertaining and partying and stuff with so we can watch football games or whatever.
Okay.
But I cannot find a TV that is even close to giving me everything I get out of this TV.
Nope.
There's no speakers in any of the TVs, so they tell me I got to buy a speaker system to go with the TV so I can actually hear it.
Yes.
And we don't need the bells and whistles, the surround sound. We use it to watch movies or listen to music. Mm-hmm. What do I do? I mean, what do I have to spend to get a simple TV with about a 52-inch to 60-inch screen that actually has sound where I don't have to spend, you know, 1,500 hours on?
You're not going to. It's like trying to find a cell phone that just makes phone calls. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but here's the good news. Good sound does not cost more than a couple of $100.
Right. What you end up doing is getting a cart to support the TV,
mm-hmm.
and you put the sound system in the cart with it.
That kind of makes the TV, and I know you can get them that swivel, but it makes it so stationary, it just doesn't. I guess I'm just not going to get what I'm looking for, and I either need to just keep that TV there and get something else for downstairs, huh?
Well, you could put casters on the cart for the new TV.
Yeah. Okay,
you're basically where you're at. You're not going to find the same thing again.
Technology has passed me by.
Well, you'll catch up.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you, Charlie. What do we have? This is Dee. I'm assuming that's a female. Hello, Dee. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Dee.
Got a question. I am new to the tablet world. Everyone has iPads. They rave about them, but I'm looking at the Google Nexus 7.
Yes.
What's your thoughts of the differences of the two? And I'm real familiar with the Android operating system, so that's kind of why I'm leaning that direction.
Then you're going to love the Google Nexus if you're familiar with the Android system. Are you looking at a 10-inch or a 7-inch?
Well, I don't know, and I don't know if I need to get the 32 gig or what. I mean, what's your thoughts?
32 gig, Apple came out with one that was 64, and I don't think anyone's ever going to get to fill up a 64. Frank, what's yours?
32.
32.
And I have not even used half of it. That's a lot of memory.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. So as far as, if I want to watch movies, obviously 10-inch is way better than the 7-inch.
Show you here. Here's 10 inches right here. You guys see that? That's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. Easy to see.
The nervous laughter from me. She's excited. She's covering it with laughter.
I haven't seen 10 inches like that before.
Wow.
Don't you think, Jose, that you're usually sorry you didn't get a bigger screen normally?
I am. Yeah. If you think 7's okay, get to 10, you'll be 3 inches happier.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Oh.
That works for everything.
Story of my life.
There
thank you.
There you go. All right. Dee, thank you for the call.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. That's it. We're out of time. I could have kept that going for a while.
That was a good one.
It was a very good session. Thank you, folks, for a good round. We all learned a lot. If you didn't get your question answered and you still want to get to Jose, here is his email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. Somebody emailed me not long ago and said, I tried and tried and tried to get through to Jose, and they were typing in text, like T-E-X, text questions, and then another one had T-E-C-K. No, it's T-E-C-H, tech, like technical, techquestions@ktrs.com. And please don't forget that he has made his visit every week, is made possible by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. We'll do this again next week. Give it up for Jose Hernandez, everybody.
Yeah.
Great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. John Landoff is tied up. I don't know if he's literally tied up. What people do in their personal lives is their business. If he does the tying up thing, that's okay. I just know he's tied up. So it's my job to say something that would make you at least consider going to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet? What if I said this? What if I said that this new Chevy Spark, now this is a terrific, let's say you have somebody turning 16 and you were thinking about a used car, but for this kind of money you can put the 16, 17, 18-year-old in a brand spanking new car. Warranty, safe, $11,800, brand new.
Wow.
Chevy Spark.
Wow.
Going to step it up a notch, brand new Chevy Cruze. One passed me Saturday on the way out to Interstate 70. It was a beautiful Chevy Cruze. They start at $15,900, brand new. Impalas start at $19,900. Now, if you're a truck person, extended cab Silverados and crew cabs, $10,000 off. Regular cab Silverado, you're looking at only $15,900, the price of a cruise for a regular cab Silverado pickup truck. And I don't need a pickup truck, but isn't it true that every once in a while you find yourself going, we just
I'd love to have
it. Oh, man, it happened to us this weekend. We had to hire a couple of friends' sons to move mattress and box spring. They had a pickup truck. And you certainly can't buy a truck just so that, you know, twice a year when you need one.
But you can throw bikes in it and kayaks and whatever.
A truck is a great thing to have around. Londoff, Johnny Londoff also has more Equinoxes and Sparks in stock than anybody else in the St. Louis area. So if you're in the market for an Equinox, how's that Equinox running, Dan?
Oh, it's awesome.
That's right. My mother-in-law, we bought her one from Johnny Londoff. She loves it. Financing as low as 0% for 36 to 72 months on select new vehicles. And if I were John Londoff, I would say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We have over 250 pre-owned cars and trucks, SUVs priced to sell. Financing as low as 1.9%. Are you sitting down? Are you kidding me? Nobody will give you more for your trade. So why don't you let them show you why all these years when they said we own our building and lot, that actually does mean something. When you own the building and lot, your overhead is lower. You don't need to make as much as the other guys just to survive. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or as he says, you can stop 2007 at Londoff.com. That's Londoff.com. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And the Chevy folks, when I do it, they like for me to say Chevy runs deep. But I don't like to say it because I don't like that slogan. I think it's stupid. I'll say it anyway. Chevy runs deep.
Here's Tim Wyland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Did they clear up that Highway 40 mess?
Yeah, they have, Tina. It's westbound 64 just after Timberlake Manor. All lanes are now open. But, boy, the backup goes back to about Spady, which I guess really is kind of about normal at this time. It's at Ballas, Spady, around that area. So you're running slow between here, Spady, and Timberlake Manor. It's a little heavy again as you make your way right at the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, looks like we have some stop-and-go traffic from about Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 back around Hampton. It was actually from the site Center, Hampton through McCausland. Southbound 170 looked good. Eastbound 64 was just a little bit slow from Compton to Union Station. And on westbound 70, look for a slowdown right around Mid River Small Drive out through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included. Ends September 30th. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Wyland of the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
It's what's inside that counts.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasure safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dino holds all my favorite cars.
See, his eyes are always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's Stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a Stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
Hey guys, if you want to get bigger and stronger and get that way faster, everybody knows creatine works. Lifters know this, athletes know this, even scientists know this. So here's something you should know. Right now, you can get a free bottle of pure creatine just by calling 1-800-ATHLETE. That's right. Now you can power yourself up with pure creatine for free and start building more speed, more endurance, more strength, and start lifting more weight. So call now to make sure you receive your free bottle. Hundreds of studies and thousands of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. The results are guaranteed. And right now, you're guaranteed to get a free bottle of pure creatine. This offer won't last, so you must call now. So put the explosive power of creatine to work for you for free. To guarantee your free bottle of pure creatine, call now. 1-800-ATHLETE. Again, that's 1-800-ATHLETE. 1-800-ATHLETE.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here, and I would like to talk to you about...
Excuse me.
Yes?
I just moved into a new house, and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTEC. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
This Saturday, Mizzou battles Arizona State.
Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle inviting you to the St. Raymond's Lebanese Festival this Saturday and Sunday on Lebanon Drive just south of the stadium. Join us for Lebanese food plus activities for kids, music, and more.
That's Screwy Ballyhooey, Hollywood. From what I can tell, there's still not much worth going to see out there. Hasn't hit yet, but we'll find out. Maybe we're wrong. Time to check in with Dawn Meadows Dixon. She's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. People see my car, they go, wow, your car is clean. Yeah, you know what? Westport Car Wash, right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. On Lime Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash, here is the one, the only, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. Frank, you are so right. You know, this weekend was the worst weekend for movies, the box office receipts, since 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You mean 9/11 of 01?
Yes.
Oh,
This is the worst. We had a film that I didn't even see. Possession was number one. Then you had Lawless, which you and I both saw. And we liked it.
It
did okay.
Yeah.
Third place, The Words, which I was going to talk about today, Bradley Cooper, but I'm going to talk about that on Thursday. It didn't do very well. It had mixed reviews.
I never even heard of it.
It got like an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a Bradley Cooper movie.
Yeah, it's a very – I'll talk about it on Thursday because I finally saw the film you had recommended, and that's 2016 Obama's America.
Interesting.
Interesting. Well, I'd gotten all these emails from friends saying, why haven't you reviewed this film? And I said, you know what's odd is we get a list of the movies opening every week from the film studios. It was never on it. So I'm busy seeing all these screenings and doing all this. It's not even mentioned. It's not even on the list for opening date.
Wow.
So I, this weekend, decided I'm going to slip away and see this movie. And I was about 5 minutes late, and I said, well, how long will it be in trailers? And she said, oh, there is no trailer. I said, what? No, they just start the movie because it's a documentary.
You know what? And I noticed the same thing because we normally will go like 10 minutes into the start time because it's just commercials and movies.
Right.
I walk in, this thing's already started.
Yeah. Right. 5 minutes
in, yeah.
So the credits are starting to come up, and I sat down, and what I figured is there isn't a film in Hollywood that wanted to be associated with it because, as we know, everybody in Hollywood is, you know, liberal. So this, of course, has got a conservative twist to it. I know you don't like to get political.
No, but let me say this to people. If you think you're going to go and see a Obama-bashing movie where they're going to say he wasn't born in Hawaii,
no.
That is not the case.
No.
In fact, they actually confirmed that he was born in Hawaii.
Well, that's what I liked about it. I didn't really talk to a lot of people about specifics. I thought, okay, we're going to have a whole birther thing. I was anticipating all this. I thought they would talk about his record in the Senate. They didn't even touch on that. What I found interesting, and maybe you did too, is that a lot of it is based on his voice reading of a book he wrote called The Dreams from My Father, not of my father. And they kind of, what they do is they take a lot of facts and they wrap it into a theory, basically saying, talking about anti-colonialism. Basically, there's a line in his book that he actually says, it says, the sins of colonialism have to be set straight and America diminished. And this is like out of his book talking about views that other people have of his father. And I found it fascinating.
Well,
the
other thing you can't dispute, I don't care what your political leanings are, is when someone, and a lot of it was about his association with specific people, and when somebody, it's documented, they spent X amount of time with this person, with this person, with this person, you can't dispute that.
Right.
Now, whether or not he disassociated himself from those people, maybe he eventually realized, that's another matter. But it really is, it's just, here are the facts, and you make up your own mind.
And I do think it's that way. And in fact, and reading what other people have said about this movie, they said it actually is more fact-based than Michael Moore's, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11.
Well, Michael Moore is an in-your-face, you-know-what disturber. There's none of that in this. There's nobody confronting anybody.
No, this is a true documentary where he goes and is really almost like a travelogue, takes us through Obama's life. And we meet his brother, this long-lost brother that is in Africa. We see the grave of his father.
And it's kind of weird to see him interviewing a guy, and it says on the screen, George Obama. That's his brother. I never even heard of George Obama, his brother.
Well, I had heard he was living, like, in the slums. He's written a book, and he was sitting there well-dressed on a park bench. And what I thought was interesting was he was speaking of his own country being in trouble and of America being the country of dreams. I mean, it was just
But compared to the way we live, his brother lives in pretty much squalor compared to us.
Third world.
And what I thought was interesting was when the guy who did the movie, I can't remember his name, but when he said...
Oh, his name is Dinesh. Now, this is now pronunciation. I've been all over the internet trying to get the correct pronunciation. Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah. Had they really wanted to diss Barack Obama, they would have shown where the brother lives and said, here's his brother, George Obama, living in this third world life.
And when here
he, but they didn't do that.
No.
What they did was they asked him, your brother does nothing to help you. And his response was, why should he? Which was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's like he said, well, he doesn't have, he's not supposed to be taking care of me.
But he said, isn't he your brother, you know, aren't we our brother's keeper and you're his brother? And he said, I need to take care of myself.
Yes.
And I loved his response.
And I guess my point in mentioning that was, if somebody thinks it's at every opportunity, that would have been an opportunity where they could have really made a Barack Obama look bad. Look
right.
at how, you've seen it before where they say, look at this celebrity's grandmother.
Right.
She's homeless, and here she's worth $50 million, yet her mom is homeless.
This is not slamming Barack Obama. This is just basically looking at his book, looking at his past, talking to people who knew him. It does mention this Frank Marshall Davis, who was a card-carrying communist that apparently was his mentor in Hawaii. But even that, it's
if
just
you
factual.
If somebody has to watch this movie and walk away going, okay, pro or anti? It's anti. It's not pro Obama.
Yeah, it definitely. Well, it's written by a guy who is a known conservative author, commentator, but I do think that at the end of the film, it says, love him, hate him, now you know. What I love is, as a person who grew up as an adult, as a reporter, I always want to see both sides of the story. And we have lost that in the news today. Every channel you turn on is either one-sided or the other.
Right, no in between.
And this is, at least, it's a side of the story. I mean, if you were to watch mainstream media, you're getting one side. Go see this film, see the other side.
Well, if I were to
see the side you don't see in mainstream media.
If I were to hear a reporter now on the news say, you know, and of course George Obama living in third world country, starving to death because his brother won, I would know that's absolutely not true because his brother doesn't want him to help him and doesn't expect him to.
And he didn't. That was a perfect opportunity for him to reach out
right.
or to say, I need something. So I thought it was very well done. Now look at the technical aspects of it. Just as someone who loves documentaries myself, I'm a wannabe. I would love to be able to do a documentary. Of course, not in that level. But the things that he did to tell this story, allowing the people to tell the story, he actually interviewed people on the phone, which I thought was just genius.
Yeah.
And it just, you could see that he was a reporter and he was searching. I think go and see it, whether you love him or hate him, and make up your own mind. But what I find fascinating is this weekend, it's going to 2,000 cinemas across the country.
Wow.
They're increasing it. It's on track to make $30 million. It's the second most popular documentary of all time.
Wow.
And so this is just all coming out in the news now. Now, it did drop at the box office this past weekend, but that's because it went a little bit more widespread. But now this weekend, this coming weekend, it's going to be in 2000. It's all at the mainstream theaters, which I think is amazing. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, it's going to be buried at a art house.
Right.
It's not. So.
And it's actually called, what, 2016?
2016 Obama's America.
America, yeah. And what do you think out of four?
I thought it was very well done. It is from a conservative point of view.
Right.
But I have to tell you, I thought it was very well done. I'm going to give it 3.5.
And a lot of people will take from that you don't like Obama. That's not what this is about.
No, that's not.
It's about how well done is the documentary. By the way, if you go watch it, if you're pro-Obama, you'll still be pro-Obama.
My husband said they're preaching to the choir. He said most people that go to see it are going to be those people that are supportive. But I don't know. I think there's some curious people out there. I am somebody who likes to see both sides of the story, so much so when I was a journalist, I didn't even vote because I was so worried I wouldn't be objective.
Right.
So I went to see this movie, and I tried to be open-minded. I thought, as a reporter, as a critic, that it was very well done, and a story that I really didn't hear before.
Okay,
so.
We got 3.5. Here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
We'll talk to you Thursday.
All right, Dan.
All right, everybody. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Don Meadows Dixon, everybody. 2016, Obama's America, 3.5 ARDs. Don Meadows Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash, with three locations, one on Page, just east of Lindbergh, one on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. On the way, Bill Cleveland, after we make sure that you know, how about the fact that you don't have to run your air conditioning at night?
Yeah.
Is this the greatest? My bill, and my electric bill, out of sight. They're like the highest it's ever been in the 26 years we've lived in the house. Of course, because we had the hot summer.
but we're going to get a break from that. And before you know it, you're going to go, man, there's a chill. We got to get the chill out of here. We turn the heat on in this house. Maybe some people already did because it dropped into the upper 50s and they just can't even take that. We haven't gotten to the point yet where we caved in and turned on the heat. But when you do, you want it to work, which brings me to Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They service all of St. Louis and St. Charles counties. All right. And they service any brand, any make, any type, any size, residential, commercial. They've been doing this. Well, this is the 70th year. Celebrating 70 years in business. If you're thinking about putting in a new system, for goodness sakes, make sure that's done by somebody who knows what they're doing, because there's this whole thing of proper size and volume of air and ductwork, and it's a science, and it needs to be done by somebody who is licensed and certified by the city, the county. The technicians at Matheny are. They're very highly respected company. 70th year in business. Good family business. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I'll make it easy for you. You can't have an easier website to remember than this. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How do things look, Tim?
Well, not too bad out in the O'Fallon area. We're looking at slow traffic a little west of Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. At the end of the ramp, on ramp from T.R. Hughes to westbound 70, you've got a stalled tractor trailer, and that has a right lane block, but that's about where things always break up and are open up, I should say, going out to K and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. We just got a report of an accident on southbound 270, the ramp to westbound 64. Westbound 64, that was heavy. Science Center through McCausland, Spady through 141, and now it's starting to get a little bit more volume from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's still slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant, and southbound 270, slow south of Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, this September, get an oil and filter change for the Toyota suggested price of $24.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Offer good for conventional oil only. See participating Toyota dealer for details. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012. Every step, every day. On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, back east, authorities recently found a house that had two goats and more than 20 chickens living inside.
All
right. Yeah, the authorities were called to investigate initially because the landlord said only the two goats were on the lease.
I get it.
Yeah.
And ABC has decided that Olympic gold medal swimmer, is it Ryan Lochte? You know this guy?
Yeah,
he will not be on the next Bachelor.
No.
It's a shame. Yeah, real shame, because he was favored to set a new record for the breaststroke in the hot tub.
Oh.
Breaststroke is a type of swimming they do.
Yeah.
And there'll be a lot of women there on the show. Former American Idol co-host Steven Tyler went to a nude beach in Hawaii, according to TMZ. Tyler did keep his swimming trunks on. You know, at his age, he's not really interested in the nude swimmers. He was too busy walking the beach with his metal detector.
Yeah.
Old guy. Yeah. And finally...
I can actually see that.
That Lotke, he was the guy that partied with Prince Harry.
Yeah.
That swimmer.
Yeah.
Well, in Utah, officials are searching for several bags of mail that apparently fell out of a plane and into the woods.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a bunch of squirrels were excited to learn they'd been pre-approved for a Discover card.
Man.
All stupid all the time.
Yeah, that's what we are.
All right. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. And I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Still my all-time favorite swimmer was that Greg Lucanus. That guy that
hit his head.
Luganus. Remember him? Hit his head on what's his name?
Luganus.
Ah, I've been mispronouncing his name.
Oh.
I wouldn't go away if I were you, and I'll tell you why. Because the Playhouse is coming out. And at the end of the Playhouse, there's always a joke. And it'll probably be pretty funny, and you'll want to retell it, and then you'll be the life of the party. So stay where you are. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From